This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. The MSS Barossa Rally was held last weekend up at Tanunda and surrounds within the Barossa Rally region, and Wison Australia provided radio communications and logistic support across the 13 stages for this event. The Committee of Wison Australia would also like to thank all the ham radio operators, volunteers, who donated their time and skills for this event, as the event couldn't have been run safely without your assistance. So a big pat on the back to each of our wonderful volunteers, ham radio operators. The organisers of the rally were impressed by the nothing is too hard to do mindset by our volunteers, and with assisting Rally SA stage commanders and their volunteers above and beyond the role that we were allocated. So big congratulations to our wonderful, professional, highly skilled Wison Australian ham radio operators, volunteers, for a job well done over the weekend. The Committee of Wison Australia would also like to thank the Barossa Amateur Radio Club and its members for permitting us to use their fabulous 2-metre repeater as the main repeater for all communications in the field for the Barossa Rally. We also utilise simplex frequencies as well from start, finish and SOS points across each stage so that tracking of vehicles in distance could be performed within a safe manner. The Barossa Amateur Radio Club also took the repeater offline of the Link Repeater Network, so we did not broadcast across the Link Repeater Network, and they were also held back the Sunday morning WA broadcast going to air so that we could have uninterrupted communications in the field. The Wison Australia Committee and its volunteers hope that we didn't inconvenience the Barossa Amateur Radio Club members over the rally weekend, and we apologise if we impacted your enjoyment of the amateur radio hobby. The next Wison Australian social get-together will be held on Saturday the 14th of October and will be held down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Gunnilg. So save the date, Saturday the 14th of October, into your diaries and calendar now so you don't miss out on this event. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day on the next social get-together that will be held on Saturday the 14th of October, and don't forget to vote on this day for the referendum as well before you come. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use, and just be aware that the doors will open around about 10 a.m. on the day. This has been David, VK5LSB, on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event. Cheers all, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last week we welcomed another new member into our group, a former resident of Mount Gambier, Maxwell, VK2AMO, has returned to the district with a view to settling into retirement here. Maxwell brings a vast amount of experience in the field of broadcast engineering to our group and will, no doubt, be a big asset to our repeater group. Welcome aboard, Maxwell. Our other recent recruit, Nick, VK5 November Juliet Sierra, has been busy, again, or still, helping Club President Peter, VK5BE, to set up the required equipment to enable us to live stream our meetings in order that those members who no longer wish to drive at night can still participate in our activities. At this point, we can accommodate a single such member with ease, but the point where multiple members can join in is not too far away. Thank you for your efforts, Peter and Nick. Peter and Nick are also nearing the finish line of another important project, and, with luck, I will be able to bring all the details of this one to you very shortly. Our group is privileged to have welcomed a few new members over the last few months, and with a possible upgrade in the efficiency of our publicity campaign, we are hopeful that we may find a few other individuals who may harbour a deep-seated desire to get involved in amateur radio, but who were not aware of our existence. One recently joined member was not aware that there was an amateur radio group in the district, which just goes to show that we have not been promoting ourselves very well. It's fairly obvious that there are people out there who have an interest in AR, but we are failing to let them know how to find us. A lack of promotion seems to be one of the biggest hurdles to growing our hobby at the present time. It's not an easy problem to fix short of spending money on advertising, which none of us can really afford. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's meeting, we had a very informative lecture on amateur astronomy, which was called The Universe from Your Backyard, and it was presented by Dr. Kim Thalassoudis, PhD, and he explained the use of many of the modern electronic-based telescopes. And he had one of his telescopes set up in the hall, showing its numerous attachments and enhancements that are now available. And he demonstrated how it can be used to locate any object in the sky just by using an app on his phone. And then he showed us many of the photos that he's taken with his different telescopes. And he then answered many of the questions that came up about amateur astronomy. So many thanks to Dr. Thalassoudis for that marvellous expo on amateur astronomy. Now, of course, don't forget that next Friday is the fifth Friday of the month, and we will be having our fifth Friday lunch, and it will be at the Blue Gums Hotel, 345 Hancock Road, Fairview Park. So get there about noon and be prepared to have a good time with other members of the North East Radio Club and their spouses and partners. So it should be very good, a very good meal there, and yeah, we should have quite a good time. So don't forget, next Friday, the fifth Friday, at the Blue Gums Hotel for lunch at noon. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or perhaps good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, with this week's news for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Sunday, the 26th of November, is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This will be held at David Roche Park, their Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've already got a few commercial vendors lined up, including ConnectVK and QSL Comms, with more to be announced. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings for a seller spot will be open from the 1st of October, so keep an eye on the AREG website for information on how to book your spot. Also coming up on the AREG calendar, we have our monthly fox hunt at 6:30 p.m. on Friday the 13th of October, and then our monthly meeting on Friday the 20th of October. At this meeting, we'll have a talk from Scott, VK2JAX, on astrophotography, who will be presenting via Zoom from the Tamworth Regional Astronomy and Science Centre. As usual, keep an eye on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on these events closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. The analysis on the questionnaire has been performed, and once the committee has had a chance to discuss and absorb the results, we may publish them for all to read. Stay tuned. Thursday evening's presentation on Project Horus and the balloon launches by the AREG Club was really interesting. A great presentation. Thanks, Mark, VK5QI, and very interesting. I must try and get along to the next one for a look. There will be no October Saturday tech session held due to a prior booking for the hall, so take the day off and mow the lawn instead. Also, don't forget that if you would be interested in taking part in a workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to build a balun suitable for an off-centre-fed OCF dipole to drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We're planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we're hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We're hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. We're still firming up the details for the follow-up Telescopes in the Park evening with Kim Thalassoudis. The plan is to hold it on a Saturday evening, maybe Saturday the 21st of October, possibly at the Goodwood Orphanage Park. A chicken, chips and salad, sumptuous repast for a modest fee of around $5 will be provided. Wives and partners definitely invited. There will be a limited number of places available, approximately 30 people, and it is planned to have a number of telescopes for people to have a look through, as well as a large screen monitoring Kim's electronically enhanced astronomy software output in real time. There will be a special booking site to register on, and it's expected that those wishing to participate will preferably prepay by direct deposit into the AHARS bank account. The AHARS annual dinner is to be held on the 19th of November this year at the Belair Hotel. Unfortunately, due to building renovations, we may not be in the same location as previous years, but we are sure that they'll do all they can to accommodate us appropriately as a group. The new way of disseminating the regularly weekly newsletters and club announcements via Gaggle email was tried last Sunday and appeared to work well. We're planning to open this up for general membership to use, albeit with moderation. A mass email with instructions will be sent out. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourselves known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA Net, the ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me, so stay happy and keep making contacts and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.